VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan officials say an American citizen and a local driver have been kidnapped in a national wildlife park. The kidnapped person has been identified as Kimberly Sue Endicott. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kidnappers held up the group of foreign tourists at gunpoint in Queen Elizabeth National Park, grabbed two of them and disappeared into the bush. Uganda police say later the gang, using the phone of one of their victims, demanded a ransom of $500,000. They also say the kidnapped American is a 35-year-old woman. A rescue party of police, military and game rangers has been sent to find the abducted people. The Queen Elizabeth is a protected area near the porous border with Congo. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The abduction happened late Tuesday. Uganda has closed border crossings with Congo in an effort to keep the kidnappers from fleeing. British Prime Minister Theresa May and the leader of Britain's main opposition party were to meet Wednesday to talk about ending the impasse over the country's departure from the European Union. It's a surprise about face, which has upset pro-Brexit members of May's Conservative Party. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay said the government was not setting preconditions for the talks with Jeremy Corbyn, but was not offering a blank check either. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The committee vote came after U.S. Attorney General William Barr failed to meet a Tuesday committee deadline to turn over the full report. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
And if the department still refuses, then it should be up to a judge, not the president and not his political appointee, to decide whether or not it is appropriate for the committee to review the complete record.
This is VOA News.